Sister, her name is Mehataha Al Jaburi. She passed away due to cancer. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The family is requesting dua for her and for her family. She left behind a husband and three kids. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everything easy for them. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Also, there's a request for dua for a baby Yusra. They are in critical condition. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them shifa. Also, Brother Rizwan Ahmed's mother passed away in Pakistan. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Also, there's a brother, sister Damil Yusuf. Her grandmother passed away in Pakistan also yesterday. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Also, Brother Zahir of our Social Services Committee, he's requesting dua for his father, Brother Jangir Zari. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has been diagnosed with cancer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him shifa. So all those who are sick, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Adhibi al-ba'sa rabban nas, washfi anta shafi, la shifa illa shifa'uk, shifa an la yugadiru saqma. Nasalullah al-azim, rabbal arshi al-azim an yashfiyahum. Nasalullah al-azim, rabbal arshi al-azim an yashfiyahum. Allahumma shfi maradhana wa maradha al-muslimin. Allahumma shfi maradhana wa maradha al-muslimin. And all those who passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a place in Jannah. Allahumma arham mawtana wa mawtal muslimin. Allahumma arham mawtana wa mawtal muslimin. Ameen rabbil alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Also, I just want to remind everyone that because of the time change, inshallah, on Sunday, the hour is going back one. So please do make a note that starting next week, inshallah, the first Jummah is going to be happening at 12:30, and the second Jummah, inshallah, will be at 2 o'clock, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala حي على الفلاح. حي على الله أكبر الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as He has gathered us here today on this day of Jum'ah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in Jannat Firdaus al-A'la in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of us with emotions. All of us deal with a certain type of emotion. And there are some emotions that are very overwhelmingly existent in our life. Many of us suffer from depression. Some of us from anxiety. And these things come from other places. For example, many people are going through anxiety and depression due to fear. Fear of what's going to happen. Fear of what's going to happen on Tuesday night. Who's going to be elected? And the outcome of that election result. Many of us have fears that what's the state of the Muslims in the next few years here in this country? Are we going to be treated like other religious minorities in human history? Many of us have fears regarding our children. Many of us have fears regarding our finances and our family. Brothers and sisters, every single emotion that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the emotion is not the problem, is how we react to the emotion which says, am I connected to Allah or disconnected to Allah? Let me give another example. Many of us, we get angry. Is becoming angry a problem? No, becoming angry is never a problem. The Prophet ﷺ got angry. But what do we do? How do we react to that anger is where the test is. Many people, they become violent. Many people, they become physically violent, verbally violent. That is not the way of, in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But rather, the Quran teaches us how to suppress and control our anger. And what are the rewards of controlling the anger? So the point is that all of us, we have these emotions. But how do we react to those emotions is important. Today, inshallah, in this khutbah, I want to talk about, as I said earlier, about fear. That many of us are going through this on a day-to-day basis. And in reality, when you talk about fear, the reason why fear is fear, because we don't know what's going to happen. If you put someone, naturally speaking, especially when it comes to children, you put them in a very dark place, of course they're going to have fear. Why? Because there's the unknown. Even if you put an adult nowadays, many times you put adults in a place where it's completely dark, they're going to have fear for some reason. And so there is fear for so many different things. And the Quran and the Sunnah has taught us how to deal with those fears. And today, inshallah, in this khutbah, I want to share with you a few things that you and I, we can do to overcome our fears. Now, these are not tips that I'm sharing with you from my perspective, but I'm sharing with you from the Quran and from the stories of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning that just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aided those in the Quran, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aided Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, You cannot just simply say that these are just things that, yeah, a long time ago they worked, but today they will not work. No, whatever the Prophet ﷺ has taught us, whatever we find in the Quran, they have been working and they will work to the Day of Judgment. So these are a few things that we need to understand. First of all is, number one, when it comes to fear, fear is not necessarily a sign of weak iman. Because we find numerous ahadith, we find numerous times where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was fearful. What happened before the battle of Badr? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fearful that you have 313 standing up against 1,000. 313 that they do not have enough supplies to take care of their needs. On the other hand, the Quraysh, they are armed to their teeth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that fear. There are so many different stories in the Quran about Musa alayhi salam where he had fear over and over again. There are stories about other prophets that they were always fearful. Never did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that, how are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them how to overcome their fears. So fear in itself is not a weakness of iman. A person who says that, why are you fearing? You should only think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say that fear is a weakness of iman. This idea to begin is completely wrong. This is number one. Number two is, brothers and sisters, when it comes to overcoming our fears, we need to learn how to put our tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul is something that is not easy. Wallahi, it is not easy. Because when you talk about tawakkul, you on one hand you have tawakkul, and a lot of times on the other hand you have logic. And a lot of times logic will say, do what's logical right. But tawakkul says, do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do. Let me give you an example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the story of the mother of Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. Put your baby in a basket and put it in the river. Now why is Allah telling the mother of Musa to put the baby in the basket and put it in the river? Why? Because Allah or the mother wants to save the baby. This is the purpose. To protect the baby, this is the objective. Now, a person can say that logically, this doesn't make sense. Why? Because that same river that you are putting Musa alayhi salam in, that same river will pass by the palace of Fir'aun. And if you are trying to protect it from Fir'aun, you are not protecting it because it's going to pass by the palace of Fir'aun, number one. But number two is you have no idea what kind of animals exist inside the Nile River. How many deadly animals probably do exist? So if you're talking about protecting the baby, this is probably not the right way. Logic says, don't put the baby in the water. Allah says, put the baby in the water. In a situation like this, you have to put your trust, and this is exactly what the mother of Musa alayhi salam did. She put her trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eventually, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي. Allah is saying the very first thing is don't be afraid, because Allah knows the emotional state of the mother of Musa alayhi salam. Allah understands this, but Allah is saying don't worry, because the one thing that you're worried about is to ensure the safety of the baby. Allah then says, inna radduhu ilayki wa ja'iluhu min al-mursalin. We're going to return the baby to you. And subhanAllah, the story goes on in Surah Al-Qasas that not only was a baby returned to the mother of Musa alayhi salam, she was now protected under the protection of Fir'aun, subhanAllah. You see, when you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah opens up doors from places that you can never imagine. So Allah not only returned Musa alayhi salam back to the mother, but now under the protection of Fir'aun. And not only that, but now with a stipend to take care of the needs of the mother of Musa alayhi salam. This is the power of tawakkul. But the only people who can have tawakkul is, interestingly, what's mentioned in the beginning of the surah is that there are stories in this surah for those people who have iman. This is a sign of our iman, is that we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, while we have all these fears, we need to learn that we do what we have to do. We do our part, as the Prophet ﷺ taught us, that what is tawakkul? That first tie your camel, and then you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First we do what we have to do. First we make sure that we put security measures in place. We make sure that we are looking out for our future. We do the best that we can. And then after that, we put our complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just a trust that we are doubting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, complete trust in Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the disposer of all my affairs. He is the one who's looking after the affairs of every single human being, every single animal. He's taking care of everything in this universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also take care of my matters. That's the tawakkul that we need to put in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, the first one was that fear is not a sign of weak iman. Number two is tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, brothers and sisters, we need to learn how to change our focus. How often we focus on only that fear. For example, if there's a person who has a fear of losing a job, all day, all night, that's what they're thinking of. They're thinking about losing their job, losing their job, losing their job. And how often do they focus on what needs to be done? Focus on the positive. That is where it causes, that fear causes that anxiety. That fear causes that depression. That fear causes us to neglect and detach ourselves from everyone else and to isolate ourselves. So we learn from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we learn from the stories of the Quran, that we always try to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Musa alayhi salam came with Bani Israel all the way to the sea, and they said what? Ya Musa inna lamudrakun. Before this, there were so many instances. Musa alayhi salam was afraid. He was fearful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that confidence in the heart of Musa alayhi salam. But at this point, now Bani Israel is saying that, Ya Musa, we followed you, now we're dead meat. We're done, khalas. What did Musa alayhi salam do? He never focused on the problem. He focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ رَبِّي مَعِيَ سَيَهْدِينَ My Rabb is with me. And he will guide in this situation. Once again, we need to learn how to shift our focus from the problem in itself and focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we learn from the story of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, what an amazing individual he was. And what kind of a faith and iman he had in Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet when he is sitting in the cave and he's saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, I am fearful. I see that they can just look down and they will see us. Once again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did he focus on the problem? No, he focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran says, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ ثَانِي إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. That Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he focused on Allah and he says, Abu Bakr, you have nothing to worry about. Allah is the one who is with us. Subhanallah, even when we find Musa alayhi salam standing in front of Fir'aun and he is scared, the Quran says that he is scared because he knows what he had done before he fled Egypt. And Fir'aun is aware of it too. And now he's standing in front of Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, La takhaf. Do not be afraid, Ya Musa, but whatever is in your hand, put it down. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is exactly what happened in the case of Musa alayhi salam. And the stories go on and on. The point is, brothers and sisters, we need to learn how to shift our focus from the problem in itself and focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not going to nullify this idea too, that if you feel the need that you want to talk to someone about it, if you feel that is causing you depression and an insurmountable amount of anxiety within you, go talk to a mental health professional. Talk to someone. Or if you don't want to talk to a mental health professional, talk to someone that you can trust. Someone who knows religion. Someone who can calm you down. Someone who can help you get through this difficult time in your life. This is who you want to talk to. And there's nothing wrong with that. Why? Because the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whenever they had problems, they would go to the best and the most learned person at that time, and that was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the expert. He was not only a prophet, he was an understanding person. He was a psychologist in one way of himself. So he would understand people's problems and he will help them get through. The fourth thing, brothers and sisters, that is extremely important when it comes to overcoming our fears is that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we bring spirituality in our life. One of the things that often we are worried about is our children. What's going to happen to my children after I pass away? And the story in the Quran that I want to bring your attention to is the story of Musa and Khadr. Musa alayhi salam is traveling with Khadr, and we know that there were three things that happened. I want to draw your attention to the last thing. When he came to the city and they asked for simple hospitality, that's all they asked for, which was very common at that time. But the people of the city refused any type of hospitality. Now Musa alayhi salam and Khadr, if they wanted, they could have just left. But he saw a wall falling down. And he fixed that wall and he put it back in its original position. When Musa alayhi salam got separated from Khadr, he asked him the explanation for everything. What did he say? He says, "Amma al-jidar, fakana lighulamaini yatimaini fil madina." Underneath this wall, there was treasure, there was wealth that belonged to two orphan children. وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Their father was righteous. Think about it. The father who was righteous, whose heart was connected to Allah, Allah sends a stranger. Allah sent a stranger to come and protect the wealth of his children so that their rights are given to them. And not only that, but due to the fact that this man, he was a righteous man. If you and I are righteous and we honestly give our life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are sincerely devoted to Allah and spiritually devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even after we leave, once again, Allah is the one who is the disposer of all of our affairs. Allah will be the one who will take care of our affairs even after we leave this dunya. This is the spirituality that you and I, we think that subhanAllah, even if I say to you right now that one of the things that we need to do is to pray salat, to be punctual about our salat, to pray tahajjud. And subhanAllah, you say these kind of things to people today and they're like, yeah, those are things that are good. But this is what they say, subhanAllah. I mean, go back to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When his wife passed away, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, when his uncle passed away, Abu Talib, Khadija was his internal support. She would give that emotional support to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Talib was his external support. The Prophet alaihi wasallam was protected in a certain capacity. But after both of them had passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Taif to look for that support. And he never got that support. Now think about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his fears for his family, for himself, for the other Muslims in the community, and what's going to happen to them. Now the Quraysh, they have a free shot to do whatever they want to do and to harm the Muslims as they want. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do in that situation? He called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he gave him that one thing that the Prophet alayhi wasallam will find peace and comfort in, and that is called salat. Today, you and I, we think that salat is cliche. Yeah, we will do that. No, salat has a power. Salat is the best way to spiritually connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why, brothers and sisters, if one of the ways that we can overcome our fears is to be spiritually connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not become seasonal Muslims. We will worship Allah, we will connect with Allah in Ramadan, and besides that, throughout the entire year, we will live our life as we choose to live. And as I said earlier in many other khutbahs, today you and I, we have created our own version of what Islam is. I'm going to follow that version of Islam that applies to me and that it fits my comfort zone. That is not what our Islam is. We have created our own version of what Islam is in many cases. Brothers and sisters, we have to spiritually come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we want to overcome our fears. And not only that, but Allah in return, He promises He would take care of our affairs, He would take care of our families, even if we're not here in this dunya. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give to us. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in these difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us strength. We ask Allah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring strength in our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do what is right. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of our affairs easy for us. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an azim wa nafa'ana wa iyyakum bi dhikril hakim astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd. Part of that spirituality is du'as. These are powerful du'as that I'm going to share with you inshallah right now. You can come back to the videos later on inshallah and watch and get the du'as. But inshallah, I'm going to share with you certain du'as that we can recite in certain situations. If there's anyone who has a fear of speaking up and expressing what's in their heart, they should recite the du'a, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. If anyone has the fear, they do not know what the future holds for them, and they have no idea what's going to happen, then recite the dua of Musa alayhi salam when he went to Madian, and he did not know where his next meal is going to come from. He recited, رَبِّي إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. Not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide him a job, he provided him a spouse, a home to stay in for the next 10 years. If anyone has any fear of the enemy, then recite the dua that we find in the Quran when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were trying to be made afraid and fear was trying to be put into their hearts. They recited dua, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aided them. And in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَ. The job of shaitan is to put fear in your hearts. But when you recite this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the fear. If there's any kind of fear that anyone has about the unknown, or they're in a difficult situation right now and they're trying to get out of it, and they have no way to know how to get out of it, then recite the dua of Yunus alayhi salam, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. If anyone has any fear of having no one on your side, no one will understand you, or no one is on your side, then recite the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma rahmataka arju, fala takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn, wa aslih li sha'ni kulla, la ilaha illa ant. If there is anyone who has any fear of any type of sickness, then recite the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-barasi, wal-jununi, wal-judhami, wa min sayyil asqam. And if there's anyone who has any fear of something bad happening to them, then recite the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma inni asaluka al-afiyah fi dunya wal akhirah. Allahumma inni asaluka al-afwa wal afiyah fi dini wa dunyaya wa ahli wa mali. Allahumma astur awrati wa amin rawati. Ameen rabbil alamin. These are all different du'as that we have learned from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and subhanallah, there are many other du'as. The point is not to say mashallah amazing du'a. The point is memorize these du'as and read them on a daily basis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct our affairs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all the Muslims around the world, wherever they may be and they are oppressed, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them nusra. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them izzah. Ameen rabbil alameen. Allahumma ansur islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansur islam wal muslimin fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansurna ala man khalafana. Wa ahfad biladana wa aslih awladana. Wa shfi mardana wa afi mubtalana. Wa arham mawtana. Wa khud biaydina ila kulli khair. Wa asimna min kulli shar. Wa ahfadna min kulli dair. Allahumma qassim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi bayna wa bayna ma'asiyatik. Wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna به جنتك ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب. آمين رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقيم الصلاة. Straight in lines, fill in the gaps. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are straight. Brothers in the lobby area, please make sure the rows are straight. Sisters, please make sure the rows are straight. Any sisters inside the multipurpose hall, please come inside the main hall. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are complete. Brothers in the lobby area, please make sure the rows are straight.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salati, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamati as-salatu, qad qamati as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله رسول الله. So it's welcome to the cholesterol lines in the gaps. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا وإنا لجاعلون ما عليها صعيدا جرزا أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من